Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. During World War II, at railroad stations around the country, local volunteers supplied passing troops with sandwiches, pies, cookies, milk, coffee, and friendly smiles. The servicemen were often tired, homesick, hungry, and maybe even a little scared, and these canteens provided them with a brief respite. In Aberdeen, troops at the Milwaukee Depot got a treat they didn't get anywhere else, a sandwich made of pheasant. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the opening of the Hub City's Pheasant Canteen, sponsored by the USO and Red Cross. In commemoration of the anniversary, the Capitol Theater in Aberdeen is showing a short documentary on the historic Pheasant Canteen. For more, we're joined by Casey Wisemantle of the Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Mr. Wisemantle, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, going back to the history, how did the Pheasant Canteen get established to begin with?
You know, I think it's something that's amazing in itself. Like you said, celebrating 70 years, thinking back 70 years, that's some time. And, you know, it's kind of amazing how it did get its start. You know, all we kind of hear is hearsay almost a little bit. You know, the farmers, the community itself went out and harvested the pheasants because they were looking for a staple or a supplement to feed the troops as they were coming through Aberdeen, and especially other communities as well. But we hear people that come into the train depot, you know, older gals and older gentlemen come in, and they explain about how they saw a loved one that may have traveled through the area or seen a loved one go off to war, and they're just amazing. They're amazed at how well the gals at the World War II canteen have preserved that history. And they have a short YouTube video out right now called The Community Responds, and they talk about how pheasants were harvested and game wardens kind of looked the other way, and meat lockers were stuffed full of birds to be made into the pheasant sandwiches as the troops came through. And it's something that's very important, I believe.
Now, in looking at the history of the Aberdeen canteen, it's known for the pheasants, but they didn't come around until what, after it had already been established, as you mentioned they were looking for something to supply, you know, some food for the troops.
They were you know, speaking with some of the older gals that come down there. They tell me stories. They talk about rations. They talk about providing whatever you can to help out. And it's amazing because people nowadays, they have no idea what rations even are. You talk about rations and stuff like that to kids in schools, they have no idea what you're talking about. But you know how they provided bread and butter and cream and milk, and especially they were looking for that staple, and pheasant was the logical choice. Pheasant being introduced into South Dakota, oh, heck, I think it's been looking at probably about 103 years ago, if my math is right. And they just take off from there. I mean, today, hunters harvest almost 2 million birds per year. And if you look at that, take that back 70 years ago when there was probably no limits or very minimal limits on pheasants, and that was the logical choice. The pheasants were plentiful. The soldiers were hungry, and their pheasant sandwiches were easy to make. So I guess it was a win-win situation.
What was the, I don't know how much you know about the recipe for the pheasant sandwiches. Was it sort of like a chicken salad, just replacing the pheasant with chicken, something like that?
Yep, I'm very seasoned in the recipe. and I say that with a little chuckle behind my voice, too, because there's five gals that run the World War II Pheasant Canteen right now. And we utilize them every fall for when the hunters fly in. We serve pheasant sandwiches to the hunters that fly in out at the airport. And I have to tell a little story, you know, of these gals. It's just exactly like you said. It's kind of like a chicken salad. It's chopped. It's not blended. It's not ground. It's chopped pheasant. You know, and everything else is added to it. They use a Texas style toast bread, and they butter it on both sides. And the story is kind of funny because I'm like, you know, I appreciate the help that these gals do, you know, and I'm taking upon their goodness, and I'm like, well, if we're going to go out to the airport and greet these hunters as they fly in, you know, let's just go to the local store. We'll get some party buns. We'll slap some butter on it and call it good, you know. And they're like, oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, they chewed me out up and down, and they said, this is exactly how the recipe is. This is how it will be followed to the letter. And it's amazing. You know, like you said, it's kind of a chicken salad. And the visitors that come to the World War II Pheasant Canteen in our office, everybody gets a little pamphlet. It kind of explains about what they did and how many troops that they served throughout their duration. And then everybody gets a copy of the recipe itself, yes.
Now for tonight, for the showing of the documentary about the Pheasant Canteen, will there be any of these pheasant sandwiches?
Boy, I sure hope so. if anything, it'll be a good little snack later on. But, you know, those gals, if there is, it's great. If there's not, that's fine, too. I look at it, those gals have worked hard enough as it is for what they have done for the area, promoting that and keeping the World War II Pheasant Canteen alive. This is the night, I guess, to kind of give back to them and give them special thanks. You know, I know they work tirelessly. We utilize them for when we have tour groups and stuff come into the area. We use them for speaking engagements, anything that they can do to preserve that history and pass it on. But I think this is definitely the night should be dedicated to giving back to those gals, yes.
And you're talking about the Pheasant Canteen team that helped establish the museum, the exhibit at the old depot in Aberdeen?
Yep. The Pheasant Canteen team, I guess you'd say, or the five gals that I've had come interaction with and, you know, have helped our organization, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Aberdeen in itself, for the hunters when they come in, for the kids in the schools, just the awareness of history that needs to be preserved that not many people know about.
And how long has this Pheasant Canteen team been working to help preserve this history?
They've been working quite a few years. I know we've been in our office there probably going on 9 years, well, no, probably 10 years now. And I think they've had a display in the depot for the last 4 or 5 for sure. You know, and then a lot of that stuff is probably, you know, they have uniforms that are on display. They have artifacts. They have newspaper clippings. They have photographs. They have an actual little Pheasant Canteen display set up. So if you were a soldier back in the day, you would walk in. This is exactly what you'd see. And I'm sure a lot of that stuff was probably hidden in closets or hidden in trunks. And it kind of gave them a chance to set it up and display and show people what they have.
In reading about the history of the Pheasant Canteen in Aberdeen, there were 4 to 6 trains of soldiers coming, servicemen coming through every day, and the women volunteering nonstop work, 12 to 18 hours. It just seems like that was an enormous amount of dedication on the part of back then. Yeah.
They were there. They were at the ready, too. And sometimes they got a little bit of notice. Sometimes they got very short notice that a train was coming through with troops involved. And people would just, the gals say, people would just congregate down at the depot. They would tell their neighbors and whoever knock on doors, hey, the train's coming. They would just flock down there and get everything set up. And that's probably the reason why the recipe turned out the way it did. You know, didn't really have time to maybe grind it up or what have you, and just take the pheasant breast and meat, chop it up, mix it up, put it on a bun, slap some butter on it, and away you go. But, you know, the troops that come through, I've heard stories that sometimes the troops weren't even allowed to get off the train. And gals would run with brown paper bags and just toss bags towards the windows. And they said all you would see is these arms come out and grab the bags. And, you know, sometimes they maybe didn't have the luxury or the time to get off the train to come in and get enjoy the full service of what they had to offer. And I know, you know, speaking of what they did, like you said, time involved or maybe lack thereof sometimes. I know every Christmas season the troops would get a cigar box full of maybe cigarettes, straight razor, chocolate, bubble gum or what have you. Every troop would get Christmas present, I guess, handed to them. And the funny note that the girls always tell me down there is every day they would bake a birthday cake. And you kind of wonder why, actually, but I guess they said for the most part it would always seem to be somebody's birthday. And so they put a lot of time and effort involved in what they do, and I just think people need to be aware of that and take that in.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with Casey Weissmantle of the Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the opening of the Hub City's Pheasant Canteen. In commemoration of the anniversary, the Capitol Theater in Aberdeen is showing a short documentary on the historic Pheasant Canteen, which served the troops coming through Aberdeen during World War II. And their special treat was a pheasant sandwich. And talking about the pheasants, what was it? Just the hunters, farmers, people in the area would volunteer their time and just go out and harvest the pheasants, or was there more of a structured organization going involved to make sure that there were enough pheasants for all the servicemen, in some cases servicewomen, who were coming through Aberdeen?
I think it's a combination of both of that, actually. I know any chance that I can get out there and chase birds, I will. But, you know, farmers and hunters would get together and harvest the birds and donate them. Meat lockers in Aberdeen would store the birds and stuff like that. But they also put together, in times of need or in times of shortage, they would also put together special organized hunts. And I would assume it would be no different than the hunting is today. Although my grandfather could tell me a few stories, I think, that probably shouldn't be aired. But, the days of sitting on a fender shooting birds off the old 32 Ford, there probably was some truth to that. But, some organized hunts were planned. And there again, like, the birds were harvested and put in the special meat lockers. And the businesses were nice enough to hold those birds till the World War II canteen ladies could utilize them for the troops coming through. But, it's kind of funny. Like I said, you listen to a lot of people that come through the area, and someone tells a story of how the canteen initially raised money to come in existence. And I don't know if this story is true or not, but it sounds good, so I pass it along. I guess one of the sale barns in town here, somebody donated a pig. And I guess by the end of the day, that pig had been auctioned off, donated, and back and forth. I guess the pig got donated and auctioned off like five or six times, and all the money that was generated was donated to the canteen. I don't know for sure if that story is true, but the visitors coming through, I pass that story along to them. It kind of gives them a colorful idea of what the efforts were involved to make this thing happen. And back then, when money was scarce, I mean super scarce, you had to do what you could to make things happen.
Well, that story, true or not, or partially true or not, really gets at the heart of that this was really a community effort, not just of Aberdeen, but the surrounding communities, everybody doing their part to help out with the troops that were passing through Aberdeen.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, everybody had to do their part, young or old. I know that YouTube video they have right now, they show Boy Scouts carrying in supplies and the gals with the World War II canteen lined up making the pheasant sandwiches, 10, 20, 50 at a time. And like you said, everybody did their part to ensure, this is probably one of the last meals that some of those troops coming through probably had. And I guess it gives your community a chance to give the send-off that should be expected, I guess.
Now, with things like butter, which you mentioned there were the severe rations during World War II, were these things something that people donated, this was their own butter? Were they making their own butter, or where did the butter, for example, come from?
They did. You're exactly right. They would donate their rations. They would give up whatever they could to spare, but they would donate their rations to make sure that the pheasant canteen had the supplies it needed, yep.
Before the pheasant canteen team, the women involved with helping to preserve this history at the old Milwaukee Depot in Aberdeen, before their efforts, was this a part of Aberdeen's history that was in danger of being lost, or did people, were they still remembering this?
I think it was a part of Aberdeen's history, but I don't think anybody knew about it. I to be honest with you, I had no knowledge of it at all. You know, all of a sudden these five gals in red coats showed up one day in our office and, you know, asked if they could get next door to the train depot, and we opened the door, and next thing you know, they're unloading all this stuff, and you start asking questions. But, yeah, I had no idea that they used to serve troops at all, let alone pheasant sandwiches, during World War II. Well, you know, absolutely.
Well, Casey Weissman, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday and sharing a little bit of this bit of history from Aberdeen during World War II.
Yep, and I thank you as well. And, you know, I just want to remind people, if they are available tonight, to please come down. I believe seating starts at about 6:30 at the Capitol Theater. And, you know, I'd really like to pack the place. I think it would be a great way to give back to these five gals that have worked tirelessly to preserve this tradition.